Are you dehydrated?
Be honest, are you? You probably are, and that's no good because we all know hydration affects your energy, your mood, your sleep, your skin, hunger, digestion, literally all the bodily functions. Water does it all.
That's why you need to get your hands on a Hydro Jug. These durable and reusable jugs hold a half gallon of water, so you will stay hydrated all day long.
I actually did the water calculator that they have on their website, and I found out that for my body and activity level, I need 3/4 of a gallon of water per day, which I know I'm just not getting when I'm having a glass of water here and there. So having a Hydro Jug means that you can stay hydrated more and refill less.
Hydro Jugs have leak-proof seals, so they will never spill. They have wide mouth openings, so you can add ice or fruit, whatever you want. An integrated handle that makes it super easy to carry, and cute sleeves with a pocket that can hold your phone or your keys.
There are also 40 different custom options, so you can choose your perfect Hydro Jug. Personally, I love the stainless steel ones for a super sleek look.
Get your Hydro Jug at thehydrojug.com, and you can use discount code GOALS to get 10% off your order today. Hydro Jugs are game changers for anyone on the go.
Again, use code GOALS at thehydrojug.com to get 10% off and start hydrating today.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
We are live from Singapore right now because we moved.
We did. We've been here for 4 days now. We are looking out at the city. A dirty window, actually.
I don't know. The, like, window cleaners went by my window, but they didn't clean it, so I'm not really sure what happened.
You watched them?
Well, the like ropes scaling? Were the ropes were moving, did and now the ropes are gone. No,
that's so funny to me. Like, imagine we're like on the 17th floor. Imagine like a person is just appears in your window.
Yeah, you just wave and smile and wave.
Okay. Yeah, our dad set up his desk for work
in my room actually
by the window. This is actually like a recent establishment
as of 8 hours ago.
So. Our dad has been living in Singapore since the beginning of summer. He came home.
This is his apartment. We just moved
in. We just moved ourselves.
We invited ourselves.
Yeah. So a few months ago over the summer, he came to Singapore. He had to do a 2-week quarantine then. Then he was in a hotel while he searched for an apartment. And then he picked this apartment. And then he moved in.
And he wants to let you all know that he furnished it all by himself.
And every time we ask him, like, every time we were at home and we would ask questions about Singapore and be like, oh, what's, like, the best place for this? How do you do this? And he's like, I don't know. And we were like, what do you mean?
What do you know?
You lived there for a month. And he goes, I spent the whole time
decorating the apartment and getting it ready for you.
I don't know. He always acted like he knew nothing about places around the country because he was so busy decorating this apartment and getting it ready for us as if it took him every day for four months. It's like 10 square feet. And, like, don't get me wrong. He actually did a really good job.
He did a really good job.
But it's, like, it's a small apartment. Like, he wasn't, like, building a house.
Right. Like,
but the kicker is
the real kicker is we walk in the door. So
it's a three-bedroom apartment.
There's our parents and there's Caroline and I. That's, like, three groups of people.
Right.
Three bedrooms. It just makes sense. No.
No, no, no.
No, no.
We come in.
Two twin beds in one room. He's taken Caroline's room as his office.
So, a three-bedroom apartment, the logical solution, my parents have a room, and Catherine has a room, I have a room.
No.
But instead, there's one room with two twin beds, and then the other room just has his desk.
We thought it was a prank. We thought it was a joke.
Oh, wow. No,
it wasn't.
He was like, I designed this place. I'm working here. Like, that is mine. And we were like, no, because you don't understand. We were just roommates
in the
same room
for 5 months. We literally just shared a room, and it wasn't good.
It did not work.
It didn't go well.
It didn't work, and we're still recovering from it.
So we've been here, like, 3 nights. We've spent 2 nights, once again, in twin beds, 3 feet apart from each other.
And we swore we would never have to do it again after we were roommates last year. Like,
we go to the same gym. We have the podcast together. Like, we have school together.
We've always, like, worked so well together because, like, we are sisters and family, and then we were also friends, and we shared friends, and we would just, like, have fun and do the same things together. But this past year,
now that we've taken natural breaks.
Right. Now that we last semester took on the role of also being roommates, right. also having the podcast together. So then not only were we sisters and friends, we were also roommates and business partners. And it just
That's just became, like a lot.
It's
like,
it's hard to kind of flip a switch and like have every single dynamic of the relationship be kind of like, is it independent or is it intertwined? It was like a very tumultuous, the last few months of us being roommates at school was like going from best friends to enemies to business partners and back again, like every 10 minutes.
Literally every 10 minutes.
Literally, it was just like a spiral and round and round. It was strange because it was uncomfortable. It's something that we had never dealt with each other before. And now we're working to like get the balance back where we work perfectly and harmoniously and like balance each other out in the best way possible again. And so we're seeing like where we need to strip things back together, because now we've moved to a new country together where we don't have other friends yet. We only have each other to hang out with until we make other friends, which we will. But
and we came off of a 30 hours of like traveling, of sitting flight, literally sitting each next to each other, and then we have to go to bed 2 feet next to each other. Like, that is right. not something that wants to be done.
It was so much because we were coming off of that semester at school being like, okay, we need to kind of strip something back and have a couple like independent things and have some space. And because, then we got on this 30-hour flight together, right. and then we show up here and
because
there's
twin
beds.
Because it's not like we both do very well being completely independent in every single situation. It's just that there have been, like, huge opportunities of separation because that's just the way life is going right now.
Yeah, so working to find a balance of, like, being independent and having our own time and our own things, and then like working super harmoniously and well together and supporting each other, because that's the way it's been our whole lives. And we're just like kind of going through a little stint right now where we're having trouble finding that balance. But I think it's important to like share that with you guys and be honest about it so that we don't,
yeah,
you know, so that we don't come on here.
Well, it's like now we're just experiencing not having physical space.
Exactly. And it's,
and then it's affecting our mental space. And also we've never had to genuinely like conceptualize being business partners as well as like sisters, because that's a very different dynamic. So figuring out how to switch it
I thought about recently, anyone who like has a podcast with a friend, like you have a best friend and you're like, let's start a podcast together, it'd be so much fun, and then it becomes successful, and then you're having to deal with the pressures of like, okay, how do we grow this and market this, and how do we connect with our community, and do we bring other people into this, and how do we work out brand partnerships and stuff, and then all of these things, like, how would you deal with that with a friend? Because at least we're comfortable like kind of airing frustrations with each other and things
right,
like
if
that.
Right, if it weren't...
I mean, call her daddy. Yeah. We saw that breakup happen. Everyone saw right. that. So I just can't imagine like doing that with somebody who's not your family and who
and
you
that
might
you
feel
aren't
more
comfortable actually
like, bringing up a right. topic with or working with or sharing your opinions and things like that. So I don't know if anyone has
but I guess
a podcast or works
a good...
with a friend or something. I feel like I'd actually love to hear that experience of like, I mean, they say don't mix your work and like
personal
friends
life.
And family and personal life and all that, but
never meet your idols,
whatever. But our whole point never meet your idols our Same. Whole point in this,
because they never live up to your expectations,
is that we told our dad, look, everyone in this family knows that this is not gonna work, like we need this physical space, so I need to move a bed into the other room where your desk is right now. And so last night, after a few nights of us being in twin beds, we did a whole switcheroo in the apartment.
So and now understand that Caroline's room that she's in now is, like, fit for a twin bed. It is...
That's all that was in there before was my
but
dad's
But my
desk.
Room right now, it's a twin bed, and then there's just an obscene amount of empty space, so
essentially, I got a closet, and she got a good room.
Right. But, like, the desk... I don't know what this man was on when he got this desk, but it is the fattest thing I've ever seen.
It's an enormous desk.
It takes up so much space, and
it has a remote control. It goes up, and you can stand, and then it goes back down, and you can sit.
Like, so the natural progression of it was it goes in my room. Obviously, like, we knew that. We knew that before we even stepped on the plane. We knew that the desk was going in my room because I was getting this room. So the next question, my bed was right by the window, and you guys have seen the view. Of course I want to fall asleep looking at the view.
It's a beautiful city view.
Now my bed is against the wall. The desk is actually in front of the window.
Yeah, he said. Yeah. It was so, it was funny. They were arguing about, like, where everything should go. And it looks right this way. It makes so much more sense.
Right,
this
like,
way,
like, the room looks like better. A cohesive room.
But they were
but
arguing about.
I look at, like, stack of files. I have to look over the stack of files to get to my view.
Not necessarily. You can still see out the window. But our whole point is that last night we did a whole redesign of the house. But now we also have this desk so that, like, when he's not using it, you can use this desk right here, and it's super nice. But it's taken us a few days to, you know, settle into this apartment and get everything in the right place. So let's talk about why we're in Singapore. Because, I mean, we'd been hinting on the podcast for a while that we were moving somewhere, but with no explanation of, like, why.
Why and when and where. And now we're here.
So we mentioned that our dad has been living in Singapore for a little while now. Also, backstory, most of you guys know that we lived in Hong Kong for 4 years growing up for our dad's work. Same company. He works in, like, footwear and apparel. Business stuff.
Business stuff. That's why we're international business majors, because we saw it and we liked it.
Yeah, so we got that exposure living internationally, like, as expats for our dad's business growing up, and we just, like, loved the opportunities that it gave us and that experience. Fell in love with traveling, experiencing different cultures, so we always knew, both of us, that we wanted to
study international business.
Yeah, or at least, like, have flexible careers or some opportunity where we could be traveling and living in other countries.
And we also both just have businessy brains, so international business was, like, where both of our interests lie. So Northeastern, which is the university that we go to in Boston, is the perfect school for international business because we get to have opportunities like this. And this was literally, like, exactly why we chose the school, both of us separately. And it's been great. So now the whole kind of program that we're in, part of it is we have to spend a year abroad in order to fulfill our major of international business.
But it doesn't have to be all at once. It can be with different things.
Right. So another part of Northeastern that we love is the co-op program. So basically, for one semester, you do an internship instead of classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Northeastern is very big on experiential learning. So they, like, very much want you to take a semester off to go out, work, get experience, mm-hmm. because then you either have more experience on your resume in the job that you want when you graduate.
You can bring more insight into classes.
Yeah, or you have an opportunity to try something and know before you finish your degree in it if it's actually what you want to pursue or not. So I actually think that every school should do it. I think it's great. But as international business majors, with this requirement to be abroad for a year, we have the opportunity to do that internship internationally. So with our dad living in Singapore, it just worked out perfectly that the two of us could connect with some companies in Singapore, do business internships here.
Live in his nice
apartment.
Live
with our dad. Our mom came over. So we pretty much all found things to do here. For my mom, that's probably going to be playing tennis.
Right.
We all found things to do here. And it just worked out perfectly that we were able to come over here, stay with him for the next 6 months, and live our lives here. And it's kind of cool that our whole family got to do it together, because when we all lived in Hong Kong together, I mean, and Captain and I were 10
we were so
to 14.
Young that
we
were
so young.
We didn't really understand it. We weren't actually
conscious. Or I guess we were younger,
it.
And it wasn't, like, our full choice to move there, and we didn't know exactly what we were getting into.
Well, or no.
Or we didn't have expectations or anything.
Don't say that, because that makes it seem like we were negative on it.
No. Okay, just say,
like, We were so young that it was just, this is what our life is. You know, we didn't really understand how interesting and how beneficial it really was.
Maybe we didn't appreciate it in the moment.
Yeah, we didn't appreciate it in the moment as much as we do now. We didn't understand how, you know, important it really was in the moment. So now I think it's cool that we can understand that as we go through this again and as we continue to do so, because this is not the last location that we will be living from.
And especially since we were, like, actively able to make this decision and do it for ourselves, and that we have a purpose in being here individually,
right.
And we're not, like, our dad is here for his job anyways. We weren't here with him. We came over here because we had opportunities here and we have things to do here. And also,
because we just have been dying to travel and live internationally again.
It feels so, it literally feels so comfortable. I can't even describe it, but it just feels so comfortable being back in this environment.
Yeah, and experiencing new things. It's something that since we moved back to the US from Hong Kong at 14, like, we have just been like appreciating everything that life has given us in the moment, but also kind of dreaming of the day where we were able to do that again and dive into a new culture and experience a new country again. And so now that it's actually here, it's just kind of crazy. But I will say that the first few days were not like, you kind of forget that there's so many complications that you don't just,
like, actual things you have to do.
You don't just step foot in a new place.
Right, like, it's not a vacation.
Like, rainbows and vacation. The paperwork and forms and all of that that it took to get here, and I will throw out a shout out to my dad because he handled all of that, not us, was so much. Like, it was so complicated to get here that I fully, like, could not have done it by myself, or it would make it impossible to do if it was just for a vacation. Like, it would fully be impossible if you weren't, like, actually moving here and had, like, reason and, like, your foot in the door. Also, getting phones was kind of complicated. For the first couple of days, we didn't have
my phone's fine and all set up, but Caroline got a new phone. If you remember that when she smashed her phone
and it was possessed.
Like, acting crazy. It wasn't working. Anyway, she had to get a new phone, so hers isn't unlocked yet because it was coming from, it's a US phone, so she can't put her SIM card in yet, so she has to wait a week, and I have to give her a little hotspot everywhere we go.
It's more of a complicated process to get my phone up and working here in a waiting period, but even for Captain's and my mom's, it was like a day-long journey for us to go, like, find the place to get SIM cards and get it all sorted out.
Once we were there, it took, like, my dad and I 10 minutes to do it, but...
But it's like there was only, like, one place to go, and it was kind of far away, but... So there was that, there's been all the COVID tests, there's been trying to navigate grocery shopping and things like that.
I hate to say it, but the Greek yogurt phase has to take a pause.
It has to take a pause, guys.
Due to the fact that, like, two servings of Greek yogurt, because the Faye 0% one, you know, ride or die. Love to love it. Unfortunately, it's like $25 for a tub of it.
It's ridiculous.
I just can't justify that. So we're going to be finding some new breakfast sources.
I'm super excited, though, to get back into smoothie bowls and things. Because it's so hot here. Like, just, like, refreshing. Like, fresh fruit is so good and things like that. But the grocery trip, we did our first grocery shop on our second day here. And we walked.
Okay, so our dad went to work. And it's just Caroline, my mom, and I. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, we're going to go get groceries. Except for the fact that we didn't have a grocery bag. So there we are with an IKEA-sized bag.
Like,
genuinely, like, the big-ass IKEA bag.
Two of them. They're enormous.
We're in the grocery store. Obviously, we're new here. With this fat-ass bag.
Well, we don't even get to the bags yet. Just the fact that, like, you're in a brand new grocery store that you don't know where anything is. But
even
also...
Even if you, like, moved...
States.
Or we moved... houses in the US. Like, we moved literally a mile apart and it was a different grocery store. And you're a little disoriented. Like, you don't know where stuff is.
But now you're also in a different country and all of the products are different. There's new foods that you've never seen, or you can't find the foods that you like, or brands are different, or you don't know what countries things are coming from. Because you also have to be really aware of that. Like, where's the food being imported from? Because,
like, in the US, Carolyn and I will go to the grocery store and we know what brands our family typically buys of things, so it's easy. If my mom says, oh, get chicken, we know we're going to get this specific chicken. But we don't know that here yet. So we have to... It took a very long time, and I get a little impatient, and that was not a fun experience for me.
Right, because basically...
I like to move, well, and they weren't moving.
Because everything that you wanted to get in the grocery, you had to figure out where it was, and then you had to get there, and then you had to
then there's like look at all the different 20 different brands and types and...
prices, and then you have to do the conversion. What's the exchange rate to figure out what the actual price is? Because, like, am I paying $15 for an almond milk, or is this really $5? You know, like, what is it? It was a complicated process, and things like that that you wouldn't even think of. Like, there's things that you don't even think of and actually become such, like, a prominent thing that you have to deal with.
But, like, now we're fine. Now we know.
I guess so. We've only been once, but maybe we'll have to go again. But then back to the bags. We check out.
Oh my god. So we check out, and obviously our dad hasn't been here for 3 months, so there's no food in the house.
And also, and he also, had only ever been shopping just for himself, so he didn't.
So there's
need...
also no, there's no like, there was no rice. There's no like vinegar. There's no olive oil. Like there's no staple stuff.
Not a single seasoning. I kid you not. There's no. There's not no to the point where there's not even salt and pepper. My mom the other day was like, "Do we have salt and pepper here?" And he was like, "Oh, I might have like little packets like somewhere, like the little like takeaway salt and pepper in a little."
He didn't even have that.
He didn't even know if he had those.
Anyway, so we have to get literally everything. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to do a weekly grocery shop. No, it's like, let's set up this kitchen. So we have an obscene amount of stuff. We're putting it in the IKEA bag. If you don't know how large that bag is, go look it up.
It can fit a horse.
It could literally fit a horse. And it's flapping around.
But then... you put all the groceries in. We had two of them. We each had one.
Yeah, we had two. Carol and I each had one, and we gave our mom one normal.
A couple grocery bags. But you put the groceries in there, and then you forget that it's actually ridiculously heavy, and you can barely pick it up. And so we have to do all this sorting, like, who gets what, who's holding the heavier things, and then my mom's holding, like, separate grocery bags to take some of the weight off of us. And then we're literally, like, dragging these bags out of the place, and then it's, like, a five-plus minute walk home, which is not that bad, but it's kind of bad when you're carrying these things.
It's so quick. It's so quick.
Not when you're carrying these things. And then my dad said sometimes if he has, like, a super big grocery shop, he'll get a taxi.
Oh, except for the fact that we didn't have phone service or money.
You order all the taxis on your phone, and none of us had phone service, and even if we were able to hail one, none of us had money.
None of us have cash.
So we were just, like, lost, standing on the street with these ginormous bags full of groceries that we could barely carry, and just had to lug them home, like taking a break every minute to just like set it down for a second. It's blasting heat. We're sweat dripping.
No, because that's genuinely no different than Boston, because Boston was worse, because you would have individual grocery bags and you're wearing your jacket and you're like seven layers because it's freezing cold, and then you have to walk from Whole Foods to our apartment last year, it was actually like a 20-minute walk with grocery bags. That was bad. I thought that was... I didn't think this was bad. Except for the fact that the bags were ginormous. Anyway, we got it home and...
But basically, the first few days that we've been here have been figuring things out, figuring our phones out, figuring our groceries out, resorting the apartment, and it's like... I kind of was picturing, like, oh my, we're going to jump into this, and from day one, we're going to have so much fun, and we show up in the apartment, and it's a beautiful apartment, and we have this great view, and there's an amazing pool. I've not sat by the pool once.
No.
Which is sad.
I will be forcing myself to do so today.
Yeah, because now it's a Sunday, and it's going to be, like, a rest by the pool afternoon, I think. But it's, like, that wasn't the reality. Like, it's this beautiful environment, but we haven't necessarily been able to enjoy it to... as much as we can yet, just because...
Well, we've enjoyed it in, like, a we're-living-life sense.
Yeah.
You know?
We've, like, done some walking outside, but also with jet lag, we've literally, like, the past couple nights, we've thought about going out, and then it gets to the time, and we're all so exhausted that we, like, really haven't been out to dinner yet. We just keep, like, being like, oh, this place looks really good, we'll go there, and then we get too tired and we don't go.
Well, it's fine. We have a while.
We have a whole lifetime to do it, but I'm just saying that the first few days haven't been, like... what I see the rest of this time being.
Right.
First few days hasn't been
come
that.
Come Monday, come literally tomorrow, we'll be on
a routine.
That's what I think is frustrating me, is that, like, there's no routine or sense of time.
Because it's only been a few days and it's been all this, like,
it's
setting
literally
up
been, like,
and, like,
2 days.
Waiting to, like, really get into your routine and
right.
sort out your life. Which I'm very excited for.
Okay, part of that is the gym. Obviously, we have a new gym here. There's an apartment gym. The gym in the apartment is super cool. It's small. It's usable.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's super
cool. It's not super cool.
It's very small.
It's very small. There are a couple treadmills.
And dumbbells.
And, like, the cable machine doesn't have just a normal basic cable clip.
It just has, like, a bar for, like, lat pull downs,
right,
rows,
like,
things like that.
You can figure out a good workout. Like, I've gotten good workouts in.
But no barbell.
There's just not a lot
limited
of variety.
Dumbbells.
Yeah, there's no barbell. And how am I supposed to fix my reverse PR?
Exactly.
How am I supposed to do that?
How am I supposed to
weights only go up to, like, 40?
So, we've been using that for this past week, and it's been
totally fine.
Yeah. But this week we're going to explore some different gyms and find the one that we're going to stick with.
I've made a list of like 4 or 5 gyms that I think we would be happy with, and we're going to go try them all out. You know how people do the YouTube videos where it's like, go apartment hunting with me, and they show you all the apartments and talk about them, and like at the end they choose one.
We'll do all
find one the best the, gym find the best Singapore. Gym. Find our new gym with us. I think I know which one we're gonna choose. But Caroline hasn't seen anything.
I haven't looked at them all as much as she has. So that's super exciting. That's gonna be what we do this week. But also in terms of fitness, I went for a run with my parents a couple days ago, and it was the first time that I like really got out to explore and see the city, because everything else we'd been doing was like kind of right in our apartment building or at the grocery store or mall right across the street. And so this was the first time that I really like saw what it was all about. And I mean, just this small area, like I haven't seen the entire country, but it was like,
it is a small country.
We will
see it all.
Yes, we will
see it all. By the time we leave.
But this run, like, I swear to God, I was probably smiling the whole time. Like, it just made me so happy.
She's just running
so
around.
I was just running around with a big smile on my face, and my parents were with me. So that, like, got me so excited just about living here and, like, all of the opportunities and the experiences and just how cool the place is, because it actually is, like, such a cool, unique country. And then also about running in general, because I just think, like, going for runs and going for walks or bike rides, like exercising outside is such a great way to like discover a place and immerse yourself in a place and like experience it, especially when you're running, because you can cover some distance and like see a lot of things. But mm-hmm. even just going for a walk makes you feel like you're kind of part of something, because if I just stayed in the apartment or in the apartment gym every day, then you're kind of like in that bubble. So I'm excited about trying to run outside a couple times a week and like making that a way to just explore and experience. And also get my running back going strong.
And I know we talked about this last time, but I'm so excited to swim consistently again and just like have a pool. I put a picture on my story the other day of me swimming at the pool. Gorgeous. Like, the view, the pool's just so refreshing. I don't know. I miss swimming a lot. I swam up through high school, but after that, like, I wasn't on a team or anything. So I wasn't swimming consistently or really at all. But now that it's super convenient, that it's just...
The pool's right here, and it's gorgeous.
Like, going for a swim is equally easy as going... Like, getting myself to go for a swim is as convenient as going for a run. So there's going to be a lot of swimming coming up, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and Catherine's a good swimmer. In high school, I was, like, on and off on the swim team, but and Catherine was, like, swim captain. She does the long-distance races that, like, no one ever likes to swim long-distance, but I don't know. She just, like, gets in the zone, and she cruises. And so I'm personally excited to see you swim. It's just something that, like, you're good at, and it's, like, fun. And so I'm excited for you to get back into that and be happy.
Mom came swimming with me the other day.
She did. Our mom wants to get into swimming as well. Because it's so nice. Like, I could see myself, like, every once in a while I would go for a swim. But it's just never been something. Like, I don't know. I feel like I could love it, but I like running. I'm a runner. I'm a track star.
No.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. But I enjoy running. I would swim every once in a while. But I'm excited about consistently running. And I also think that that can be, like, an independent thing for either of us. On the topic of fitness, I feel like food is also really interesting to, like, experience food in a different culture, because it's such a central part of life.
What I think is interesting is, for me, like, growing up in Hong Kong, like, we grew up with Asian food being so prominent in just, like, what we ate or
accessible or normal, right, or around.
Like good, obviously Hong Kong, like good dim sum. We
love some Vietnamese, love sushi.
Right, and traveling, we've traveled Asia more than we've traveled literally anywhere else.
We've traveled everywhere in Asia, and like the being able to experience so food we're, in we're every
very,
country.
We're
so
very comfortable with that. Like, I could eat dim sum every single day of my life and be perfectly content. What I think is interesting though is obviously when we were growing up with this,
didn't think about it through like a fitness, nutrition, health type brain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. You just kind of like had what was in front of you, and we were always super adventurous. So we would just like try anything, and we would absolutely try anything now. But now we're more thinking about like,
I'll still eat anything now.
What's going to be like kind of the staple everyday things, and you know?
Right. And just looking at it from a different perspective is really interesting and exciting and fun. And
mm-hmm. It's cool to see because, like, I don't know, when you think about it, like, food is, it's like a necessity. Like, when it comes down to it, it's like how you survive. But then it becomes an experience and such a cultural thing. Like, what types of foods do you eat? How do people eat? Like, what's the culture and the experience surrounding it? And that's cool to experience. And
right.
What I've seen in Singapore so far, and, like, we are absolutely no experts because, like we said, we've been here for a few days and we've, like, just started getting out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of food. Like, there's restaurants everywhere. Like, I don't see many, at least where we are, I don't see many, like, clothing stores or anything like that. Everything is, like, food, like, restaurants and markets and mm-hmm. things like that, and so much food in like a really cool way, because there's like so much variety of things. I swear there's like a dim sum, there's like 10 dim sum places on every street, and you can get sushi everywhere, and there's Indian and there's Korean barbecue, which I'm very excited. I've been like craving Korean
there's
barbecue
no good Korean
for
barbecue
so long.
In Boston, so we haven't had.
I really wanted to
there's,
go in
there's pretty good dim sum in Boston. We don't go that often, but
yeah, because
it is available, but there's not good Korean barbecue in Boston at all.
That we know of. And I always wanted it last semester, and we never went. And so I'm very excited for your Korean barbecue place. Hot pot is super fun, too. Like, there's just a lot of different types of foods and things you can experience, and that's really cool. But then aside from, like, kind of actual restaurants, a really big part of the food culture in Singapore are these hawkers, which we haven't eaten at one ourselves, but we've seen them, and our dad has, and he's talked about them, and we'll definitely try one soon.
They're like the typical, when you think of Singapore food, you think of hawker centers.
Yeah. And it's kind of like an outdoor food court kind of vibe. Like, one area where there's just a ton of different food stands with, like, so many different things. Dim sum things and, like,
saute skewers. Love a good saute.
Just a lot of very authentic Asian foods at, like, food stands in this, like, outdoor area, which is very cool.
But once again, like, so much variety. That is baseline of of everything. Variety.
I found that, actually, in a lot of places in Asia when we were traveling when we were younger, that a lot of places are very big on, like, outdoor eating. I remember in Cambodia, like, there's like the night market and like these outdoor places where it's like there's very casual streets or squares or things like that with casual outdoor food, where you like you don't see that in the US. It's mm-hmm. kind of like restaurant or nothing, whereas I think that's really cool in Asia that
and
we've experienced
we were
a
trained.
Lot of these like casual outdoor
we were trained if there's an outdoor seating option, you sit outside, you will wait as long as you need to. If there is an outdoor table, you do not sit inside.
Yeah. But I also think it's super cool because it makes a really cool experience in itself. Like, I just love doing anything outside. So the concept of eating food outside and picking that is super cool. But I feel like it's something that the U.S. should have more of because it's kind of this in-between, like, making things at home and, like, grocery shopping and, like, inexpensive. And then having to jump right to, like, going to a restaurant and paying, like, $25 plus for a meal. Whereas, mm-hmm. like, these are, it's kind of, like, an in-between. It's very casual. Because, like, even in the U.S., I feel like the closest thing would be, like, going to, like, a Sweetgreen or something like that. Or, like, a Chipotle where they make something quickly. But it's not super cheap, and it's not the same. So this concept of inexpensive, lots of options, a cool experience.
Also, like good food.
Yeah, super fun. So I'm really excited to try those and experience more of those. But it's just cool. Like, one, it's super cool to see and experience that different culture and also kind of navigate, like and Captain said, how you make it your own. Because now that we're kind of looking at it from a lifestyle standpoint, it's like, what's going to be our staple things and experiences and things like that, because you're kind of like
that's what
planning
I'm
your life
for. A little bit. I think it's really crazy how comfortable I feel being here.
And also that you've only been here for a few days, so it'll be interesting to see, right, like, how that evolves as you get more comfortable and it starts to feel more like home. Because right now, it's like, we're talking about it and we're just seeing the city for the first time. You have all of these places and opportunities and foods and things around you, but then as you stay here for longer and things start to become part of your routine, it'll be cool to see, like, what mm-hmm. places become. Like the gym that we pick, that's somewhere you're going to go every day. The little coffee shops around that you might go mm-hmm. for coffee and to work, like, those are going to become your spots. The specific restaurants and the specific hawkers and things like that, like, it's going to be really interesting and cool to see, like, as things become more part of your actual life and your day-to-day routine. Whereas right now we're kind of looking at it as, like, wow, there's all these cool things and opportunities. Okay, and Catherine is dying looking at a picture. We'll have to post this on...
No, I will post it.
We'll post it on the Girls With Goals Instagram account. So if you're not already following us on Instagram, at Girls With Goals
Pod. I'm trying to, like, cover my mouth, but it's... the mic doesn't pick up me laughing, but it's not...
We have this picture of us. Shoes. We have this picture.
And the wheelie backpack. And you're smiling.
Okay.
No, and then...
We have this picture of us from when we're 10 years old and we're moving to Hong Kong for the first time. And we got to go in business class, which this time we did not get to go in business class. So it was not the same experience. But it's the two of us, 10 years old, in business class, wearing matching hoodies.
Literally
sitting in our business class seats next to each other, rolling backpacks, making...
The ugliest shoes.
I'm smiling so hard. And Catherine's, like, crossing her eyes.
Caroline's legs are crossed, like, up on her seat.
It's so funny. We'll post it on the Girls With Goals Instagram.
Oh, I'm posting it on my main.
At Girls With Goals Pod. No, yeah, actually, that's true. I'll put it in a swipe on my main. I was planning on doing that, and I couldn't locate the picture.
Oh, I have it. It's one of my 8 favorited photos. The other one is my vaccination card. And... a lecture slide deck about friendships.
Aww. So we're really excited for this next chapter and this next journey because it's something we've been anticipating and excited for a long time, and now it's here. And also knowing that this time is limited, knowing that it's only going to be about 6 months, is a little bit exciting because it kind of forces you to make the
most
of it. Don't
get me wrong,
I
have no return ticket.
We don't have a return ticket booked yet, so, like, if we're absolutely obsessed, maybe we'll stay through the summer. I don't know. We don't really have those plans yet.
Maybe I just will never go back.
But knowing that, you know, it's temporary, at least this experience right now is temporary, I think...
Everything's temporary. Who are you kidding?
I think kind of helps the situation because it puts more urgency on making that routine and exploring... as much as you can and meeting people as soon as you can so that you can, like, build relationships here and just, like, trying to be as present as possible because you don't have an entire lifetime. I mean, you do, but you don't, like, right in front of you right now. There's a little bit of urgency to it, which I think is kind of nice.
I don't feel the sense of urgency. I did last semester knowing that, like, the day we went to, like, throughout the summer, even before we even went to school last semester, we knew that this was happening. So I knew that I only had the first semester and that I was leaving soon. And, like, there was always this looming deadline. And it just made me not appreciate the actual semester because I was like, oh, this is happening in, like, 2 months. And now it's 1 month. And now it's 1 week. And now it's... So I don't like that concept. But there's no deadline here.
I think we took that in different ways, knowing that we were only going to be at school for a semester, because we did know from day one. And for me,
Caroline was more like, I'm going to make it count. And I was more like, this doesn't matter.
Because I'm leaving soon. So, like, our brains kind of went in different directions with that, which is interesting. Because I feel like it put a sense of urgency on me trying to, like, make the most of my time, which I think really helped me. But I think for you, you were maybe more hesitant to, like, put yourself all the way in there knowing that it was ending soon, you know?
Well, I just wanted to leave.
She was just ready to come here, so she didn't even want to, like, invest herself because she was just excited to come here. So now you make the most of it here and you make your life here.
Correct. Great. I don't feel like a deadline or pressure or, like,
yeah,
limitation.
And the new environment and new experience is also motivation and exciting for me to just really be on my game, really be trying to live my best life, be my best self, and do everything to the best of my ability and just like be as happy and myself and do everything as best as I can.
If you're listening and also feel like you need that motivation boost, you don't need to move across the world for it. Newness can be super motivating and super refreshing. It doesn't need to be moving across the world. Newness can be effective in motivation, even if you switch up the order of your workout split. If you add a new burnout, try a new recipe.
Or just add something new to your routine.
Add something new to your routine, change just something, add some variation like that. That is effective in the same exact ways.
Yeah, to your daily routine.
To your daily routine.
There's newness in like, I want to start watching the sunset. Then that's like a new experience. Or
there's
I'm going to watch
this show.
Yeah. So you can find a bit of newness in everything. And I think that it is a motivating thing when you have something like fresh and exciting to go with.
It's just refreshing.
And while we are here, obviously, we really, really hope that we're going to be able to travel around Asia again. Because one, to experience new places that we haven't been before, but also to re-experience places that we visited when we were younger, like now this
that we
new
have
phase
awareness.
Of life with this new sense of awareness and new age.
That is obviously with COVID and different restrictions. We'll see what we can do.
We'll be as hopeful as possible, but there definitely are travel restrictions. Like we said, it was so hard even getting here that like it almost seems impossible to do anything just for a vacation with the way that all the restrictions are right now. But hopefully at some point within the 6 months, there will be opportunities for us. We would absolutely love to go back to Hong Kong and visit Hong Kong. We would love to experience places like Cambodia and Thailand and Vietnam that we've been before and experience them again.
Cambodia's my favorite place.
We loved Cambodia. Oh, you've been to Cambodia more than I have, yeah. I really loved it the one time we went as a family, but you've been more. Yeah, and Catherine was on a school trip to Cambodia once.
Yes.
And it was awesome. And then I've been to Taiwan a few times. That's where I've been more than you because I took school trips
to Taiwan.
Yeah, Catherine's
been to Taiwan more than me. I've been to Cambodia more than her. Parents have been to Korea.
We've never been to Korea, South Korea.
True, and then also, that was so petty of them. We had a school trip to Beijing, and they're like, well, you guys went to Beijing without us. Like, then
we're
going
to go to South Korea without you. So yeah, we haven't been there, but that would also be cool. I would love to experience that. So Bali, we also would love to go to Bali. We really want to do that.
I'm going to live in Bali when I'm older. Like, I'll probably settle down there.
Okay. I wouldn't blame you. So we have a lot of things that we would love to do and that we're just going to be hopeful for. And so we're going to absolutely embrace Singapore and make the most of it. We're so excited to be here and we're so excited to bring you guys along with us and share this new chapter of our lives. Like, we have so many ideas for how we can bring you guys into it and share that content and share these experiences with you. And then also we're really hopeful that while being here, we have other opportunities to continue to travel and do that. So it's a very exciting new chapter of our lives.
And I'm
happy to be here.
So those are our life updates, and you know we always love hearing yours through DMs on the group chat. Everything.
Our Discord group chat is always linked in the show notes, so you guys can join that. It's such an awesome, positive community, but always love hearing your experience as well, and you guys like
and
asking questions, sharing things about your lives.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye!